Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob on a TV theme song Thursday. You know what that means? It is also a Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia Thursday, and that will be coming up at the bottom of the hour. That is the segment that is taking the nation by storm and has turned DJ Alex Tyshirt, moved him from being just a relatively unknown anime expert. Is that fair?
How dare you?
He's not
is that
unknown.
For anime expert?
He's known in the any right. world, right?
Well, animated yeah, world. But anime hasn't.
Wow.
Honestly, you take this the right way, Alex.
He's ripping you, Alex.
No. And y'all will probably agree with me. The only time I saw anime mentioned in the mainstream media was what? Last week when that senator, if whatever he was, that politician, put out an anime video or something of him, you know, trying to stab Joe Biden. Did you see that?
Yeah,
in OAC.
He got censored, right, by the...
That was ridiculous. He should... That's crazy, man. What do you think?
Can you imagine, right, an elected
freaking
official...
Freaking leader? Right.
Right. Like what are you doing? I don't get people. He thought that was okay?
Yeah, That's ridiculous. But Alex, am I right? I mean, they were saying it was anime. And the only way I knew what anime even meant was because of you. Because I never missed your animation.
CB, if I can take the floor real quick. I don't like how you put anime and that together. That is a little offensive to me.
No, I'm just saying, like...
The most backhandedest compliment,
is there
right?
another story? Is there another story in the mainstream media about anime that you've heard recently?
I'll say this, CB. Back when I was in high school, now you make a valid point. Back when I was in high school, mainstream media was not talking a lick about superheroes. What is the driving force in the movie industry right now? What is it?
Well, but I wouldn't say that.
Oh, what you
Rob,
mean?
I would not say mainstream media wasn't talking about superheroes. We were talking about Batman, Superman. In fact, Rob, I would say superheroes were bigger back in the day than they are now.
Well, what they've done is they've taken them and put them on the big screen, Chris. So now, am I right? Money-wise,
Superman was a huge movie when was that, the 80s?
It, but now they've got all of these characters who I used to buy when I used to buy comic books. I was a comic book guy, too. Did you know that, Alex?
I did not, actually, Rob.
I bought the latest comic book. I used to go down to the sweet shop and walk all the way to the sweet shop, because you remember those things? Like a store where they had sweets in it?
Yeah.
Sweet shop.
Like a donut shop?
Yeah, and I would go buy the newest comic book. I was to be like, what just came out? I'd have my 35 cents, and I was like, what is the latest comic book that just came out?
Man. I will say this, though, CB. When I was in high school, nobody was talking about loving superheroes back then because the jocks and everybody else would pick on you.
I agree with that.
Now those jocks. Well, I'm saying, anytime I walk around as a kid, but now those jocks and their kids are wearing those shirts and going to watch the movies. So they've become so big. Well, yeah, for sure.
And it's just, this is
the jocks. I mean, in high school, I was not into superheroes. I wasn't running around talking about Batman in high
school. That's what I'm saying, though, CB. You should see the anime world in high school. It is blowing up, dude. Give it 5 years.
Chris was running around chasing girls back then, you know?
That's true.
Up his act.
Back with his phone book days.
Exactly. The biggest movie of all time is a superhero movie.
That's true.
Avengers Endgame is the biggest.
All right. Speaking of superheroes, it was thought that he was going to be. I keep coming up with these great segues just off the top of my head.
Thanks for patting yourself on the back.
I'm going to say this segue, and then I want you to tell me if it's not a great one. Speaking of superheroes, the thought in Philadelphia was that he would be their next one. Ben Simmons is who I'm talking about. Now, Rob, is that not a great segue? Thank you. Thank you, Alex.
All right. Hey,
get a little love. I can't get no love from my partner. You know,
It works, you know.
Getting my love. See? All right. He's mad because I strike again. Rob sits, like, Rob planned all day. He planned out his little jokes, his little snide remarks.
It's called
how he
prep.
Thought, oh, this is going to make Craig prep. Melvin go crazy. This will get Kawhi out of his seat, you know, all that. And nothing. And here I am just on a whim. The humor just comes.
Oh, yeah.
It just comes.
People, you're almost as good as Jonas Knox as far as making people laugh.
Jonas just lets you do whatever you want.
Jonas is a big-time morning guy now.
Jonas just praises you.
We'll
Jonas
never see
is,
Jonas
oh, Rob,
again.
You're so funny. Oh, yes, Rob, tell us about your little Hawaiian story. I mean, tell us again about Antarctica and your cruise and all that. Yeah, I mean, come on. But anyway, Ben Simmons, Rob, we get a little bit of advancement, a little bit on the story. A big story in The Athletic today. Sam Amick did a little bit of reporting and found that the Philadelphia 76ers have a list, Rob, of 30 players that they would trade Ben Simmons for. So they're like, how dare you say we wouldn't trade him? We got a list of 30.
The problem is 20 of them are retired from the NBA. That's the only problem. No, nothing. Michael.
Everything's not funny.
Here's the money quote, Rob.
I was
And you wrong. Know, you know that Daryl Morey is known as like a guy that just will not bend. He won't do what he considers a bad trade. He's going to stand his ground even if it's uncomfortable. And one of the sources in the story says this. Now, they believe, Rob, of the 30 guys they would trade Ben Simmons for, they believe 5 to 10 will be available, get this, within the next year or two. And one of the sources in the story says, this is like a multi-year thing. In other words, don't think we just going to trade him because it's getting uncomfortable.
Right.
And, Rob, I like Ben. I interviewed Ben Simmons before he got drafted, and I like him. And I thought he was going to be great. And he's good. He's a very good player. But I am not with this. I'm not with it. I'm not. Look, maybe he really does have a mental health issue. I think you could certainly argue that, Rob, because he clearly is phobic to shooting. He really is. Like, I do think there is a mental block that's keeping him from shooting the basketball.
But, Chris,
clearly what we saw, Rob, in the playoffs was some type of mental stuff going on. Now, that said.
But haven't we watched his Instagram and all the other stuff?
Right.
He'd be killing everybody.
Former high school players. You
right?
know,
Am I wrong or what?
Oh, yeah. No. Jay's galore. I don't believe he. I'm shocked, Rob, that he posts that stuff. Because first of all,
it.
Who in the world are these dudes you playing against? Secondly, you're shooting jumpers. Right, you're shooting all these jumpers, but then you get in the NBA game and you won't take one. But so there may be some type of little mental block going on, which you know you should see somebody about. But Rob, here's the deal. 26%, because this is big. I've talked to people just this week in the NBA about, like, what are y'all going to do with this? You know, like, because anybody can say they got a mental health issue, you know, because it's hard to decipher what is and isn't and all that. But 26% of American adults in a given year, Rob, have a diagnosable, not just something you could say, but a diagnosable mental health issue. But we don't have 26% of American adults keep holding out from work. The overwhelming majority of that 26% still has to go to work. I mean, unless you're talking about people that are really, I mean, severe problems and they actually are living in homes and things like that, you know,
okay.
Mental health facilities. But the majority of Americans with a diagnosable mental health issue still show up to work. And so I still think, okay, Ben, we got to work with him on, you know, getting out of that mental funk, that fog, that block, that fear that keeps you from shooting. But, Rob, I'm sorry. I don't like my employer is not, I don't think that's a mental health issue. I don't like my employer, so I don't want to go to work today. I don't think that's a mental health issue. My boss says something to me or about me that I don't like. I don't think that's a mental health issue. I think you deal with it. You show up, prove your boss wrong, whatever. And so we said it before, Rob, and I'll say it again. If Ben doesn't want to play for the Sixers, you can sit out. You just don't get paid. Rob, if you decided, I'm done with Rob Guerra. I can't stand him. He said something about me.
Well, that's true, but that's another story.
You couldn't just sit out and keep getting paid. Right?
That's right. I still got to do the podcast, right? Whether he wants me to be there or not. He'd rather somebody else host.
He'd rather do it.
He
wants to shine. You know,
you know what I mean?
He's gotten to taste the straight fire. That
How's that
ill,
show
ill named podcast, but
I thought that show would have burnt up by now. You know what I mean? But
no, it's actually a really good podcast. I never missed Straight Fire. Look but Rob,
all right, no,
you know what I'm saying?
Rob's been on that podcast 3 times. What are you talking about, Rob?
Oh, hey, now I'm offended. Why haven't I been on it?
Those are like 3 of the highest rated days, aren't they?
That's true. That's a big fact.
Okay,
you never answered me, Rob G. Why haven't I been?
You're on another show in the morning. Do your show, and you don't have time for all that, Chris.
You trying to be the Stephen A. of Fox Sports Radio?
Know,
where you're 24/7.
Can somebody else get on?
I
one
know.
Minute?
Come on,
look at y'all. Look at y'all. Rob, respond. Yeah, you hear what I said? You give me love, something, applause.
Part of it is I do agree with you. Okay, about the if you don't work, you don't get paid. It appears, Chris, I'm not his doctor. I haven't examined him or talked to him. So for me to say he's jaking it or he's not real, but all the indications are he's not happy with his work situation. So I'll fake something right, so that I don't have to work and I'll still get paid. That's what it,
right.
On the surface, without diagnosing him, right, or examining him, Chris,
yep,
that's what it feels like.
Yep, it does. Okay. Because
if you remember, he didn't even want to see their doctor until
late October. Right. And mental health was not brought up until like October 22nd.
Right. And then,
when
and
they
then
didn't want to pay him.
And then he doesn't want to see their doctors. No, I'm sorry.
Right.
But you will see our doctors if we're going to pay you, okay?
Totally agree.
It just doesn't work that way. I think I told you the story before. The reason Bernard King didn't re-sign with the Knicks after his injury, he wouldn't let the Knicks doctors look at his knee, Chris, after that horrific knee injury.
Right.
If you're the Knicks, you're going to sign a guy to a contract without looking at his knee? No.
I agree with you. I mean, come on. Like, we're paying you. And we're paying you plenty. I don't get it, Rob. I don't get it. How can you not think they're paying you?
Because.
And you're not going, like.
Yeah. This is the world we live in where people, Chris, and he feels like, A, he's already rich. He's got money from the years he's already played.
And that's true.
Okay, so
But then don't be crying over this money you're not going to get.
Yeah, but number two, he feels there's a way he could finagle the system, not play for them, and still get the bulk of his money. Because you remember, he said he wasn't coming, all that stuff. And remember, the Sixers held that $8 million payment, and all of a sudden he was at training camp.
Yep.
That's how it happened. Anybody could call it whatever they want. He was talking absolutely. A big game until they held that payment.
Right. I mean, apparently he thought he could do all that talking and sitting and get paid.
And he thought he was going to get his check. He thought the $8 million was coming, even though he's out of camp or whatever. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what – he hasn't owned a business, Chris. As a business owner, I know I ain't sending no check straight deposit.
Thing. I mean, look, yes, you got to understand that. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. Rob, by the way, Patriots 10, Falcons 0. Mac Jones just threw a touchdown pass.
10-0 to
Falcons-yarder to N'Keal Harry.
It's a backdoor cover. Just remember, how much time is left in the second quarter? Do we know?
Oh, it's midway through the second quarter.
Yeah, okay. All they got to do is score a touchdown and they'll be right where I need them to be. 10-7 at the half.
It is the odd couple. They just got a few. They missed it. Missed the field goal. Atlanta. All right, 877-99 on
killing
Fox.
Killing me now. Killing me.
It is the odd. Remember, the truest and most valuable words spoken by Rob Parker earlier.
I was wrong.
All right, is Ben Simmons weaponizing the mental health stigma to avoid playing for the Sixers? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
I was wrong.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Look, if you want to feel your best, get M-Drive. You want to lose weight, get M-Drive. You got to try M-Drive Lean. It's the protein power backed by real science to help you lose weight. Go to mdriveformen.com. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdriveformen.com. I mean, I want to say King Kong.
I was going to say.
But was King Kong would be a superhero.
Close, huh?
Think about that concept.
Tarzan?
Superhero-wise, come on.
Kong.
Planet
green.
Of the Apes.
Who is it?
Think green.
Oh, the Hulk.
That's it.
That's the Hulk? Okay.
That must be the animated open. Because you remember
Bill
Bixby, Chris, when we were growing up.
Yeah, that's not the Hulk.
Did him and Lou Ferrigno, remember?
Well, Chris took shots at anime, so I'm trying to bring it back up.
I didn't take shots.
You took shots.
How?
Look at that.
I was just stating an absolute fact. He sure does.
Rob, they're planties. Get it right.
Planties.
It's planties in a bunch. All right.
I can't
we got speaking of Alex, we got Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia coming up soon. 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on Ben Simmons?
All right, let's start with Robert in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Robert?
What's going on, fellas? How you guys doing tonight?
Good, man.
Brother,
how
are you?
I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed and highly favored. I just got two quick points. For one, just because the league is 75-80% black, or black men, I wanted to say that I think it's definitely a good job that they're going towards this way of taking mental health serious. And because there's a stigma behind that, you can just pray those things away, you can pray those feelings away, and you can, you know, just sleep on it and get better. So I do definitely think that taking it serious definitely is just taking a step forward. The second point is that I think that if his situation falls under a toxic work environment, I think that any other work environment, if you go and you have people bad mouthing you and your company, you have your boss.
Two comments, and one of them was a supervisor, we'll call Doc Rivers that, who praised you all year long, stood up for you all year long, and one time says, when he asked, can you win a championship with him? I don't know. Is that bad mouthing him? I don't know.
He didn't say he was a bum. Did you see him out there afraid to shoot? And he stinks. Come on, Robert.
Right.
Really? Doc Rivers bent over. That's soft.
It's all it is. I'm sorry. I've been criticized by coaches, by bosses. I mean, it happens.
Robert.
And then a teammate
Doc Rivers
said,
bent
teammate
over backwards, Chris. He bent over backwards to protect him.
He looked foolish. He made himself look foolish the way he was defending Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I just believe that when you're in the trenches with those type of people, you want to know those people have your back. And when times get rough.
Did you ever play a sport?
Yeah, I ran track. I played football and I played basketball.
Did you ever have a coach say something critical of you or anything?
A bunch of times, but I was.
Okay, did you crumble? And say you can't play anymore?
Did you quit?
You quit? Really?
I did.
Because the coach criticized you?
I wasn't the type of person that could take too much like constructive criticism or just criticism, period, at that young of an age.
All right. But that's a part of life, I think. And Rob, I agree with him on the part about the league taking mental health seriously. No doubt.
It's an issue. I'm not
right.
even I totally agree.
But
I'm not gonna
every challenge, right? Every anxiety, every fear, every uncomfortable situation ain't a mental health issue. I mean, if we gonna start characterizing that as a mental health issue, then we're not gonna be able to function as a society. I mean, or yeah, maybe definitely. You say it's a mental health issue, but it's one you can work through.
Let's go to Obi in Los Angeles. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Obi?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Doing good. Robin
good, Brady. Man. How are you?
Great. Chris, welcome back. God bless you and your family.
Thank you.
Rob, thank you for holding it down when Chris was gone. Appreciate
you.
We love the fact that you're back. It's great to hear that banter again. It's really great. So welcome back.
Appreciate it. Yes.
I think Ben Simmons is doing damage to those who are trying to give mental health issues take it seriously. If he's faking it, NBA is finally taking mental health seriously, and now this guy is really kind of messing things up. The problem with mental health is there's no real measurable, like when you have a physical injury, so it's really hard to measure what mental health is and what it is. So it's easy to manipulate a situation, especially now that we're taking it seriously, to move your objective. And that's what's really terrible about this, is because, you know, mental health is serious. We've talked about this before. I've had family members that have to deal with this. This is not one to play with. And he's ruining things by doing this, especially the fact, again, that we're actually taking it seriously. Thank you guys for taking my call.
I think that's a great point.
Obi, right on the money. And Chris, you can't do it like people are trying to pay some attention to it. And then you have a guy who's trying to, you know, like, fake it or jake it or whatever. Let's squeeze in Mark from Sacramento real quick. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? Welcome back, Chris, man.
Thank you.
Missed you, brother. Missed you.
Thank you.
Real quick, there's two issues here. There's two sides to this coin. Of course, what's going on, and I go back to Kevin Love and Naomi Osaki, who's trying to bring this stuff out too. There's two sides to this. You have athletes that are definitely bringing it out and making people aware of it. But with that, you also have athletes like this who are just lazy and don't want to go to work. And that's what it sounds like to me. This dude's got a problem, and you can tell that because he didn't show up until they said, we're going to hold that money, like Rob said, and then all of a sudden he got his butt in the camp. Yep. The evidence says that he may have a problem in certain areas. And like Chris said, he should have got his butt in the gym and came up with a jump shot. That's the problem here.
Was the problem. Mark, if he didn't say they held the check, the money, the $8 million, and he didn't show up, then maybe, you know what I mean? And he said, I just can't play. I'm messed up. I don't care. It's not about the money. I don't care. Keep all the money. Right? Then I would be like, okay, there's something going on here.
And with them being his employer paying him millions of dollars, they got every right in the world to say, we made you an appointment to go see our doctor. Go see him.
Yep. We want to get you diagnosed and find out what's going on.
Exactly.
And they were willing to play ball initially. They were willing to play ball. Okay, you're not mentally ready to play?
Right,
okay.
So go see the doctor.
They gave it a few weeks. Right. And he didn't cooperate.
At first, he didn't want to go to their doctor. And then all of a sudden again, Chris, when push came to shove, and it was like, well, we're not going to pay you. We're going to have to suspend you without pay. Oh, wait a minute. Now I'll go. What is it?
Right. All right, we got Tyshawn Tower trivia next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and it is time for the segment that is taking America by storm, I tell you, Tyshawn's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, America's favorite segment, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. It proves you don't even gotta like sports. to work in sports media. And fun fact, The Odd Couple crossed the 2.1 million download monthly.
Yes, did you hear that?
And yeah, that did not happen until Tyshir's Tower of Trivia.
Just the timing of it. It had nothing to do with
just
him.
Just saying.
All right, Scott, we need to talk about my rework in the contract.
That's right. All right, now I flipped the coin during the update, and Chris Broussard gets the first crack at question number one on the tower.
Rigged. This is so effing easy.
Stop it, Rob.
And because
I just win so much. It does seem that way. I get your frustration.
Because the Falcons are playing on Thursday Night Football, all of these questions are Atlanta Falcons themed, okay? So here we go. Question number one.
What team choked down a Super Bowl?
Yes, okay. That would be the answer. That'd be one. Jamal Anderson, credited with creating an iconic touchdown dance that some Falcons players still do today. It's called the Dirty Blank.
Larry?
Bird.
Yeah, baby!
That is correct.
Let's go.
See, my answer was going to start time. With an S, but that's something else.
Whoa, Rob.
Wow. This guy. Wow.
You know what's funny is I didn't hear the question. I just guessed Bird.
It's starting to get ugly
that was great.
Out here.
All right. Level two.
Streets.
Over to Rob Parker.
I was wrong.
The team's franchise quarterback since 2008 and the owner of most of their passing records is none other than Matt Blank.
Hello, Mr. Parker.
Yeah, hello. How are you?
How are you? I'm ready, man. What do you got for me?
Okay.
Show the nation why we the best.
Today, Rob?
That'd be
today?
Nice.
O'Neal?
What?
O'Neal?
Oh, my God.
I know the answer, and I wouldn't
get that. But I was lost. I didn't know what to say.
You know what you could have said, Rob?
I was wrong.
I'm just going to say what comes to mind, and it's probably not right. It's not O'Neal, is it?
O'Neal?
Shaq,
O'Neal.
Right?
That's what
no,
he
Shaq.
Said.
Excuse me.
No,
Shaq,
it's not
right?
Shaq. Okay. Oh.
Here we go. Rex.
Ryan.
That is correct.
But you don't know Ryan
Get
O'Neal?
The bongos
Who's
ready.
Ryan O'Neal?
Who's Ryan O'Neal?
When's the last time Ryan O'Neal was in something? He's
Ryan
an actor
O'Neal's
from
a,
like
a
the
movie
80s.
Actor. My
what?
God.
What
I don't
movie?
Think he's been in anything. When's the last time he was in something?
I think he was in Gone with the Wind.
You got to put yourself in the mind of an Alex Tyshir is the problem.
Ryan O'Neal. It says 1964.
It's a veritable bloodbath up in
All
here.
All right, back to Chris. Level three. Even though it came in a loss, former Falcons star Julio Blank made one of the greatest catches in Super Bowl history.
This is a tough one.
I just looked up Ryan O'Neal. It says 1964 he started acting. How was I supposed to know that, Rob?
Rob, I told you he didn't go out much when he was a kid.
Should have tried Reynolds.
That's a good one. Ryan Reynolds.
I don't know. Who is that?
Oh, my gosh. Rob, you better stop it. Can I get the question one more time?
Does he have rap?
Let's hear that question.
Julio Blank.
One more time.
Julio Blank.
Okay.
No, he stole it for time. Come on, stop it.
He made one of the greatest catches in Super Bowl history, though they lost. Julio Blank.
All right, here we go, Alex.
Okay, what you got, CB?
Love.
Bug?
That isn't correct.
Love?
Rob Parker, chance to steal.
What was love for, CB?
Julio Blank.
Jones?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Really?
What?
There's only one Mrs. Yeah. That's right. Mrs. Jones.
I remember that
you
one.
You got that.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
I like that song.
Jones.
I'm
shocked you got that.
Oh, wait. Hold on, CB. What was love?
I don't love even... Jones.
Love like, Jones.
What's love?
That was
Indiana
movie.
Jones.
Do I got to look
black
this up
movie
again?
You apparently didn't
gotta
see
look this
back
up
in
again,
the
90s. I guess.
Oh, I love 90s. Urban. I love urban movies.
At least it wasn't in the 60s.
That's true.
All right, here we go. Level number four, Tyshir's Tower Trivia, the Atlanta Falcons edition. Okay. I swear I didn't do this on purpose. It's kind of worked out that way. Rob Parker, you're next.
I don't believe you.
The Falcons appeared.
Rob, we're a family show.
On the 2014 edition of HBO's Blank Knox. And it was voted as one of the worst seasons of that show.
Is this like a morning thing again?
Oh, I hope not.
Yes. Here we go.
Okay. I'm picking up on the Rob G clues right now.
Right.
Yeah, we gave better clues than Rob's.
Urban?
What?
Oh, my gosh. Rob, it better not be what I think it is.
God.
Hold up. Because I know it's not his last name, so I'm not going to say it.
Lillian!
Rob G, can I answer this? Is that okay now?
After that? I don't know. I'll bet it. Look,
you
tread lightly.
Me. Rob G,
go ahead.
Answer
your. If
okay.
You have the
is
answer.
Is it hard?
That is correct.
Yeah! I wanted to say Urban Meyer, but I
think that whole segment got cut.
I just
didn't get cut. Why?
No, I'm not cutting that out. That's great.
That was all right. It wasn't as bad as the morning one. The morning one was the worst one.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
Over to Chris. We're all tied up now, 19 apiece. We got to go quickly.
I want to come back. They counted me out. My whole life.
It floats in water, Alex. Come on.
All right. In 1998. The Falcons lost the first Super Bowl in their franchise's history, 34-19, a beatdown at the hands of the Denver Blank.
Okay. Why are these so wordy,
Rob G? Here we go.
Hello.
Buffalo.
Bills.
That is incorrect. Rob Parker, chance to steal.
Yeah, give me the question one more
time. Here we go.
It was wordy.
They lost in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
You can't be telling me what to think.
To the Denver Blank.
He said Buffalo, isn't it Bill?
Here we go.
All right, go for it. Go for it.
Bucking.
Oh, what is the... Rob G, this is not my answer. Can I just rant for a sec? Is that cool, Rob G? Or do I just...
No? You have to let me know when your answer is coming.
Okay, it's all right. I'm pretty sure he's talking about horses. It's Broncos.
That is correct.
All right, for
yeah,
sure.
Bucking Broncos.
I was
going to
say Buccaneers.
All
so hold,
day,
that
Bucking
been
Broncos.
Right, let's go.
Who's leading me out?
Give me a chance.
Hey, how much time is left?
You got
give
time
me a
for
chance.
We got time for one more, Rob.
It's 40. What are you talking about?
If you get this one, it's over, Rob, and you're up first, okay? If you get it, it's over.
Come on, Rob.
Mike Vick, arguably the most beloved player in Falcons history, wasn't actually drafted by them, though. Instead, he was taken by the then blank Chargers and then traded to the Falcons.
Okay.
He wasn't.
I think he was not drafted by the Falcons.
Right. Really? So you just think of, you just got to come up with the name of the
one word. Right?
Alex, visualize this.
All right. It's blank. Hey,
Alex, blank
charge.
Three words.
Okay,
Rob.
All right, here we go.
I'm ready, Rob.
You should dock him some points.
No, here we go.
Okay, I'm ready.
Zoo.
Oh, you're trying to tap into my youth right now.
Yes, come on now, Zoo.
Oh, my gosh.
Rob, if you know me well enough, okay, because I think this was probably one of my favorite spots. Are you going San Diego Zoo with me right now?
Yeah!
Get the music ready.
It's the greatest zoo in the country.
It's the iCouple. Keep it locked.
No, we're not going to break yet.
Sing it, Rob.
Let me stick my chest out.
Hey, sway with me, Rob.
I was down by 40 in this game, Alex.
Sway with me, Rob. Thank you, Rob. Sway with me.
50 calories, Rob.
In honor of the Falcons, Rob made an incredible comeback.
That's right.
Yes.
Right.
Only to blow it to Tom Brady, but.
Man.
Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio. That's enough!
I was wrong.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, this one is easy. Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's the kind of theme song I like. Leave no doubt. Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's right. All right. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday. If you're wondering, what the heck am I listening to? You're listening to TV theme songs and superhero theme songs to boot.
Yes.
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. All right, Rob. I know this one is going to really get under your craw. I think I said that correctly. But Jason Garrett, the terrific former Cowboys head coach.
Terrific.
Did I say that right?
Talk about overstating something.
Current Giants defensive coordinator. Or offensive. Isn't he an offensive coordinator?
Offensive, yeah. He's the offensive.
Rob G. Tate, he's the offensive coordinator. A mistake in our copy. But anyway, he said that Tom Brady is the best football player that ever walked. Here he is. They're going to make a Mount Rushmore of football players at some point. And the first face they chisel will be that guy's face. He's the best that's ever walked. Well, he definitely is on the Mount Rushmore, Rob. My issue is this, and I think he's the GOAT quarterback. I just think I don't think he's the best like football player. I'm a stickler. Just play to me, I'm starting to think of like him, like these quarterbacks, like a pitcher. Roger Clemens, tremendous pitcher. Sandy Koufax, Bob Gibson. Did anybody ever say they were the best baseball player ever? Or even at that, the best baseball player in the league at that time?
No.
No, you said they're the best pitcher. Doesn't diminish them. It just recognizes there's a difference. And that's what I would say about Tom Brady. I think clearly, in my view, the GOAT quarterback, but he does what they do is so different, especially Rob nowadays. They're not getting hit. Like, I mean, they can barely get hit. Even like these other guys.
Even when they get hit now, Chris, they still throw a flag like a guy. Like a defensive player. What am I supposed to do? I can't even.
You
like,
gotta almost
through.
Lay the quarterback down. Really?
Right. Right. But if he's able to slip under and get the ball away, I haven't done my job. But that's what they want you to do. I think it's totally unfair to the defensive player. There are late hits, Chris. We all know late hits when we see
some of these things are really ridiculous. Like if my momentum is carrying me into you and you release the ball like right before I get to you,
right?
What am I supposed to do? So I don't want to take anything away from these quarterbacks. I'm just saying that's how I look at it. And so I would not – well, I would characterize Brady as the best quarterback ever. I wouldn't characterize him as the best football player ever.
I it's just hyperbole, and this is what people do. And
you like
they
that word
him.
Today.
Yeah, I don't know. Because everybody's doing it, I guess. I don't know. I just – it's overused, and they want to crown everybody. Football's such a – it's such a team game, and so many things have to go right. And I get it. The quarterback gets – way too much credit and way too much blame, but I never would have thought. I just can't think of Brady as the greatest football player ever played. I'm sorry.
Do you make the distinction that I do?
I would take Lawrence Taylor over Tom Brady.
If I had to start a franchise, I'd take Brady.
I take Lawrence Taylor
because I mean
Lawrence Taylor revolutionized the game, changed the game, was a part of a championship. He was unbelievable. I mean, I covered him. Chris, I feel like I was watching something really special.
You were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in New York during that time.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if I had to pick somebody, I would.
Jerry Rice.
Lawrence Taylor, Jerry Rice.
I think Deion Sanders, didn't tackle much. But
I was going to say, didn't tackle
anybody. Jim Brown.
But.
You know, there's a lot of other guys. Walter Payton. How about him?
He would be
Walter
up there.
Payton, right? He's got to be up there. No doubt about it. Although I think probably the best running back might be Eric Dickerson ever. He now, you still rolling with Montana as the best?
Yes. 4-0, 11 touchdowns, no pick, 3 MVPs. I don't know what else. He won 2 with Jerry Rice, 2 without Jerry Rice. He was incredible. Just had an incredible career and got beat up along the way as well. It was pretty amazing.
Nah, Montana was the truth. Probably got to put him second in my book. But, yeah, I just think there's a distinction. And that's how I'm thinking about it now. Quarterback is like pitcher. Great. Awesome. It's like they're almost playing something different than everybody else on the field. And so I'll give him his props as the greatest quarterback, but not the greatest football player. Rob G, who you got? You got Brady?
I do not have Tom Brady. I don't think Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback I've ever seen either.
Who is?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I agree. You're just talking about skill set.
I don't care about the win.
I mean,
I'm saying who I've seen play it the best.
David Robinson had an awesome skill set. Is he the best NBA player ever?
No, but Aaron Rodgers, the way he throws the football and what he can do.
That's
most people,
cute,
if you
but
if
it's
you take
about
away,
you play
away
to win
else.
The
All
game.
Right.
Win!